Hello, it's Alice here today, and I'm actually going to be talking today about the impact you may have on your blog for your readers. In fact, it's not just me, it's going to be all three of us in turn, but I'm starting today. So I'm going to be talking first about the value your blog has, how much information you contain within your post, within your content, that you provide something worthwhile for your reader to listen to. The value consists of something tangible, something useful, something educational, something that they feel that they can actually take away and use, maybe try, maybe have a little think about, that makes the concept of blogging worthwhile for your readers to find out and read more about you and the more content you put on in the future. Another aspect about the impact your blog can have is how much your readers can recognise you. It doesn't necessarily mean your style of writing or your niche that you have or whether you actually are a good writer or not. It's actually whether they can recognise you. And I'm talking about that avatar you may have with your blog and that comes with your social media. Now, the avatar is the little portrait that you have for yourself that goes everywhere around the web. It's something that's very easy to create if you haven't got one. You go to gravatar.com and follow the instructions. But the one thing about an avatar is it should be consistent and regular and recognisable as you. I'll give you an instance. I was at a blogging conference and there was a sea of 100 different bloggers out there. And I was in the middle of them all. Not looked with anything specifically outrageous, but I was standing there and I had several people come up to speak to me because they recognised me because I looked like my avatar. And that means that combined with my value, my writing skill, the information I give out to my readers, plus the fact that they recognised me for my avatar, meant that obviously my blog had an impact. Now I'm now going to pass you on to Uta, we will talk about the personality you can associate with your blog.
Thank you, Alice. I can so relate to the value thing. When I first started blogging, that was my main motivation to add value. But what I did was often just put out tip lists and helpful things, which got a little bit boring to read. They were all very much the same. It was all very business focused and very dry. And I thought, but I came to it from a sort of an academic angle, if you like, rather than a blogging angle. And what actually happened to me was really interesting is the moment I added a little bit of personality to my posts by adding maybe or by opening the blog with something that might have happened to me that I could use as a metaphor for the business lesson, my blogs became got a little bit of a boost, and suddenly the comments started flowing. People would not always comment on the blog, in my case, because my target reader is often too busy to do that. But they would sometimes send me a text message if they know me, or an email, message me in another way to say, "Oh my God, that story really spoke to them." So whatever it is that you can use to give your blog your post a personal touch, you will find that that will help you to make a far greater impact than by just putting out a business topic that you think that your reader will really want to know about. And I know Jean has something similar to share because you use a similar idea to make your blogs come to life, don't you?
Yes, I'm more interested. I find I'm very interested in piggybacking off things that are actually going on at the moment. Now, obviously, the seasons come around every year. It's like, when it's spring, most people feel in a certain frame of mind. And in fact, you can use that kind of thing in your blog because you're creating a link with your readers. Obviously, if they're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's a bit different. But there are lots and lots of things that go on where, in fact, when you write about something and relate it to your topic, you know that, in fact, you're, as I say, creating that link. And they will they're more likely to believe, accept, and sort of validate actually what you say. I have a radio program, and very often it's about, you know, what are the trends? What's going on in this particular market sector? Or, you know, how are small businesses changing? What do people need to do? And I find that this fits my background, which was quite a bit related to PR, because I like to know what's going on in the world. I remember sending out an email when Kate and Wills got married, and loads of people said to me afterwards, wow, that was so good, I really loved it. and I was really quite surprised, a bit like Autumn. They didn't necessarily write on the blog, but they said it to me in person, and it was obviously something that had gone in. It's a little bit more of a reflective post, because I think actually, as a small business blogger, which is what the three of us are, you know, we don't have time to be absolutely up with the trends. We're more going to have a sort of editorial view of actually what's happening and relate it to our particular business. So, and also the other thing, of course, is you'll get a better sense of us having heard our voices, which you haven't heard before. The three of us are here, and we hope that it's helping you to get, you know, a better sense of what we're all about, because our voices and also our pictures will have a bigger impact than simply reading. And that, again, is something you want to remember in your blog posts. You know, we do talk about podcasting and video. And don't just think, oh, wow, I don't want to do it. Think, actually, that could be really good and it could make more impact for me.
Another idea is that not to be ashamed of what you say or how you say it. It all comes with practice. The more you do it, the better you get, the more confidence you get. And you'll be amazed at the wonderful stuff you can say and produce and for all your readers. Never be ashamed of what you say and how you say it. That's definitely something that but all of us have experienced over the years.
And now you're a rock star, yes. Alice.
To get recognised at a blogging conference, yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
For me, it's also part of, you know, it's okay to make mistakes sometimes. My readers are very forgiving on the whole because they know I'm not a native English speaker, so I can get away with the odd little mishap or the odd little really long sentence. But sometimes, you know, when you write consistently, and that's another really important point for me as well, the consistency that you have with your posts will help you to make a greater impact, because there will come a point quite quickly where your readers will start to expect a post from you because they've seen your post and they come round. And it's a bit like the newspaper that gets delivered to your door, or you know, a magazine that you pick up regularly every month. You get to expect to see certain things. So you want to be in front of your reader all the time and not worry necessarily about getting it 100% perfect. Being there, in my opinion, showing up is far more important than showing up perfectly. Because remember, your blog and the impact of your blog is the mass of your content. It isn't just one post, but it is the fact that you are a publisher of content, if you like, and it is the sum of it all that will make a great impact, not just the one-off post.
And they'll trust you more.
And
they'll
trust you, definitely. Yes. The trust is, I think, really, really important. And most of us who run small businesses, I think, are built on our, you know, our clients trust us. So trust is a mega, mega word. And trust in blogging is just as important, I think.
Definitely.
So keep an eye open for the sort of questions that people ask you. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I don't know what to write. But you will be amazed by the people who don't know what you know. I think that's the thing, isn't it? Once you start to know your subject, even if you're not the world's greatest expert yet, you will know loads more than other people. I can remember actually when I was on a BBC radio programme and I was asked a very complicated scientific question. I didn't have a clue about the answer, but I said, that's a very good question, and gave me time to think of something. So, you will know a lot more than I did when I was actually talking about that. So feel confident with it. And, you know, have a few flaws, like Uta said.
And take it back from the beginning. I mean, I blog about beginner bloggers, and therefore I actually explore the very basics of blogging. And you are amazed how many people come back to me and they say, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, thank you so much for explaining it to me. I've always been confused about that. And just because you know how to do it, doesn't mean that anybody else knows how to do that particular subject or that concept or that idea or whatever. By you explaining it in your own personal way, how you perceive it, how you think it should be explained, how you think the person who's reading the blog should understand it, that's definitely, you know, don't be ashamed of how you put it, come across in your blog, because it could be incredibly helpful to other people. Anyway, we're going to now wrap up. Thank you so much for listening to us. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. That's what it is. And read the rest of the post. And we'll speak to you soon, whether by email or whatever, in due course. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.